Come on, quickly.
Yes, but at the Walmart. Mm-hmm. Yes, out there at Walmart, I was out there, and it was an older lady, elder lady. She got out of the car, and I was putting a bucket. And she said, ma'am, will you bring me that bucket? So I brought that basket, so I brought it to her. Then she had her leg. So what I did, I laid my hand on her leg, and I spoke to the leg. I said, leg, you straighten up in the name of Jesus. And she said, ooh. Then so I laid my hand on her back. I spoke to that back. I said, back, you straighten up and come in line right now in the name of Jesus. And she straightened up, y'all, and she was pushing that bucket.
Make yourself what? Available. And she said, she was saying, thank you, thank you. Make yourself available, but you got to have it in you for it to come out of you. Amen. You know, you take one of those cigarette lighters or a lighter. If it doesn't have any gas in it, it's not going to light. It'll spark, 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 and it won't light up. But if you love deeply, you put the word in your heart like God is asking you to do, like he's asking me to do. Forget about myself. Forget all this pettiness. Amen. Grow up in him. Amen. Grow up in him. Amen. Grow up in him. Amen. And give no mind. Pay no attention. Somebody do you wrong, pray for him. Heaping coals upon them, that's the best thing you can do. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Therese said, I remember, you may remember him telling one time when he was first went to college, the guy stole his stuff, and he blessed him still, even though he knew that they had been the one who had stolen the stuff that they were selling. Amen? He was selling little Debbie's. Glory to God. Listen to what God said. I'm telling you, this word is so powerful. It's so strong. Oh, God, hallelujah. Where did I start? Did I start at all? Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me. That's a commandment. And I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can it unless it abides in me. I don't know how many of you were on prayer line. Seemed like it kind of fell flat the other morning when I said it. But God said, that's why you are named branch of the vine. You are a branch of me. Amen. And he said, I expect you to bear much fruit. Not ordinary fruit. You got to forget the people that say they think they're so much and they try to be more than anybody. You know, I'm just living Jesus. I'm just doing what Jesus said. I'm just being like Jesus. As a matter of fact, he's the one that's moving in me because I have Holy Ghost in me. And I ask him, what should I do and how should I do it? And he tells me, and I do just that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Say I. Live deeply.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, and I also access all. Say
all
that God has for me. Abide in me and I in you. And as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He who abides, lives, thrives in me. That's what he's talking about. And I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. He says, I want to get it to you. I want Nell to pray for somebody that's sick. I want that lady to go and tell, says, did she know you? And I don't even know who she was, but this lady came and prayed for me, and my legs got better, and my back got better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the God Father may be glorified. Love deeply. Access what God has for you. In the name of Jesus, by, in, through, and for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Verses 16 and 17. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. He was talking directly to the disciples right here. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things have I commanded you, that you love one another. And like I said, I don't have time, but you need to read the whole book, but 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, all loving one another, loving one another, loving one another, loving deeply. And so that's what God has said. He said, I have everything. I have given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. And I don't have time to go, but I had John 14, 11 through 18. And in one of those scriptures, he said that I will not leave you orphans. And that's what the point that I wanted to bring out there. He said, I'll not leave you orphans. That's when Jesus went away and he said, I'm sending you the Holy Ghost. And he said, I'll not leave you orphans. And an orphan, not if somebody doesn't take that orphan in, that person will starve. I've seen children, hundreds of them, in some of the foreign countries, third world countries, that are orphans, and they live in the garbage dump, and they don't have a place to stay, and they sleep in the streets and all of this. And they in dire poverty. He said, I'll not leave you orphan, I have so much prepared for you. Get into my word, get into my will, get into my plan. Walk in love, build up your faith, let it work. Ask me, and I will give it to you. Hallelujah. Ask me, and I will give it to you. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. He said, give up yourself like you're supposed to when you're born again. He said, Christ died, I died with him. When he was raised up, I was raised to what? The newness of life. Say this, I am.
I am.
Say, I really am.
I really am.
A new creation in Christ Jesus.
Old things
have passed away. I let go of every sin tag because I'm righteous through Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Live deeply. Live seriously. Live profoundly. Live according to the word and will of God. Be a light in this world of darkness. I don't have scripture on this as I'm going to my seat, and this is kind of off, but, you know, it was 2 or 3 days, down by verse 13 or something in Genesis, when God created before he made the sun, moon, and stars, and he said, let there be light, and there was light. I believe that light was God himself. He started manifesting himself, and then he went on and made the sun and moon and the star. That just came to me. I looked up the scripture, but he is light, and he said for us to be light. Wherever we go, wherever we go. Father, we thank you that your people hear your word, that it does not return void. It accomplished that you sent it out to do. You know why, you know the how, and that we will take it and use it. Holy Spirit, we give you the right to teach us, direct us according to the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.